Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Pesachim, Daf Tzadi Bet Amud Bet, about to begin the ninth parak of Pesachim, which deals almost exclusively with the Pesach Sheni. So on the first page, the handout for the Shiur, I put the entire Parsha of the Pesach Sheni in Bamidbar Tet, occupies the first 14 Psukim, which is both the story of Hashem reminding Moshe to tell Bnei Yisrael to bring the Pesach, people coming to Moshe and saying they can't bring it because we're Tamela Nefesh, Moshe coming to Hashem, and Hashem giving the mitzvah of Pesach Sheni. Mishaya Tameh, over derech rechoka velo asata rishon, so somebody who was Tameh, or far away, we'll have to see what that means, and did not do Pesach Rishon, yaset Hasheni, he may do Pesach Sheni, must do Pesach Sheni. Shagag on ne'enas velo asata rishon, let's say he didn't do Pesach Rishon for a different reason. He forgot about it, or he was held up. He can also do the sheni. So why did the Torah stipulate that the one who is tamei or b'derech rechoka will be exempt from karet, but the others, if they have some other reason for not doing the Pesach, they are chayav karet. So we have to figure out how this karet works. What does it have to do with Pesach sheni? So let's see. Itmar, let's say he was far away from Yishalayim. We'll have to see what far away means. And they included him in the Chaburah. Rav Nachman Amar Hurtza, he says it's accepted for him. Shesh Amar Lo Hurtza, he disagrees. Rav Nachman Hurtza, why? The Torah was simply nice to him and had compassion and said you could do it a second time, the Pesach Sheni. But if he does it first Pesach, even from a distance, then tavolav bracha. Sheish tamay lo hurtza. It's not accepted. Why? Midcha dachir achmana katamei. The Torah compares the guy who's far away with somebody who's tamei. It's not that he ideally would do it, but we're giving him an exemption. It's that he can't do it. I'll prove it to you. Not mitcha tamei b'derech chokah v'lo asata rishon yaset hasheni. Notice the language. If someone was far away and didn't do the rishon, he should do the sheni. Michal diboy avad, implying that if he was far away but still wanted to do rishon, he could do it by proxy. If so, then the next clause that says that if he had some other reason for not doing the Rishon, he should do the Sheni. So implying that by the language, he didn't do the first one, meaning he could have, but he didn't, meaning we would have accepted it. This is a guy who either forgot about it or was held up, couldn't do it. Ella mezig tani v'hadayu. We're talking here about mezig. Achanami oning tani v'hadayu. Meaning when it said shagago nenas v'lo asa is a reference to someone who was mezid, who could have done it. In the same way, in our Mishnah, it's also alluding to an onain who could have done it, but didn't do it. But the derech choka really is distance. That's how Rav Sheshit would see it. Amar Rashi matnitin amideka, and I can support Rav Sheshit's point from the Mishnah. Diktani elu p'tuin mikaret v'lo chayvim karet. What's the difference between derech choka and tamei on the one hand and shogeg and onis on the other hand? Karet. Ah, hey, what's that talking about? As we asked, ilei ma shogeg v'nenas, shogeg v'nenas b'nei karet. You know, how can you karet for something that you did inadvertently or under duress? Allah of a mazid v'onen. It must be referring to a mazid and an onen. If you're mazid, you get a karet. If you're an onen, you don't get karet for not doing it. So that's how Rav Sheshit would explain it. And Rav Ashi says, I could support Rav Sheshit from the language of the Mishnah. Rav Nachman Amalach, what would his answer be to that? Le'olam a mazid l'chudei. It's just talking about mazid. Uvedinu di'ibilei l'mit nechayav. It really should have said chayav. Ha'ditani chayavin. The reason it said chayavin in the plural, chayavin. Because it said elup turin ve'elu chayavin, so it said chayavin, but really it's only talking about the mezid. Tanasefa chayavin. Shesh Menami, so Shesh is now going to prove his point that a derech choka cannot be included. And the Tanya, Rekiva Omer, Ne'mar, Tamei, Ve'ne'mar, but derech choka. The two things are compared to each other. Ma Tamei, Sefek Piyadol Asot Ve'no Se. He has the ability to do it, but he can't do it. We don't allow him. After derech choka, Nami, Sefek Piyadol Asot Ve'no Se. There's someone, derech choka, somebody who really could do it. Either he could get in on time, or he could send somebody, but he's still not allowed to do it. That's Rabbi Kiva was following his own position. He holds that you can't do Shechit or Zrika for somebody who at the time in the 14th in the afternoon can't participate in the Pesach. However, So we saw in the last two parakim, the position that you may include a Tmei Sheretz in the afternoon, because that night he'll be okay. Same thing, the Derech Chalka could get into Yerushalayim by nighttime. Tana Rabbanan, Eilu Shosin Tasheni. Who are the people who could do Pesach Sheni? Hazavin, Vazavor, Metzorin, Metzoraot, Ubuale Nidot, Vahyoldot, Hashangin, Vahanusin, Vaham Mizidin, Vitamei, Vishayab, Derech Chalka. This whole list of different kinds of Tmeim who couldn't do it on Pesach Rishon, and people who, let's say, Yoledet, who's 40 or 80 days, comes out between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, and Shogeg Onus, even Mezid. So, and of course, are two model cases. So why does the Torah say Tameh? Because these are people who we don't let do Berishon. So why is Der Choka mentioned? Because that wasn't the case. The case there was people who were Tameh. The answer is the Fotromina Karet. To tell you, if somebody's far away, they're Patur from Karet. And that follows the position of Hurtza, which is Der Choka may do it, but if he doesn't, he's Patur from Karet. Wait a second. You mentioned Zavot and Yoldot. Who says woman's chayev in Pesach Sheni at all? Tanyachol, or you osim tashini, ala tmei nefesh adar chokav, and so in vuali nidot minayin. Tanomer ish ish. So lokash, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon. As you recall, at the end of the previous parak, we had a machloket between Rabbi Yossi on the one hand, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yossi said women are chayevot in both Pesach Rishon and Sheni. Rabbi Shimon says they're not. Tana Rabbanan, Chayav Karet al Harishon, Chayav Karet al Hashini, Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says you Chayav Karet for missing the first one or for missing the second one. We'll see how that plays out. Rabbi Natan Omer, Chayav Karet al Harishon, Upator al Hashini. You only Chayav Karet for the first one. Chanamakav Yomer, Af Harishon, Eno Chayav Karet, El Imken Lo Asat Hashini. You only Chayav Karet for the first one if you also didn't do the second one. Vazdul Tamayu, and all three are following their own positions. Zitanya, Gershin Kerb and Shnei Psachim, a very famous, case. Many bar mitzvah boys whose birthdays fall between Pesach and Shavuot talk about this sort of thing. Somebody who becomes chayav between the two psachim. So a guy who converts between the two psachim, v'chein katan shigdu ben shnei psachim, or a boy who becomes an adult, as that case, chayav lasot Pesach Sheni. He has to do Pesach Sheni, divrei Rebbe. So that's Rebbe, because Rebbe feels that Pesach Sheni is a separate, independent piece. Rabbi Natan Omer, kol shakuk l'vishon, zakuk l'sheni, kol shen zakuk l'vishon, zakuk l'sheni. And Rabbi Natan says, no, if you're not chayav in the first one, you're not chayav in the second. For my apology, so what's the bone of contention? Rabbi Savar Sheni Regel Fnei Asmo. He says Pesach Sheni is an independent regel. And Savar Sheni Tashlumin Rishon. He says, no, it's Tashlumin, like the rest of Sukkot for Chagiga, it's Tashlumin of the first. Tikkun of Rishon, no Matkin Lay. So we're not gonna give him an opportunity to fix what he wasn't chayav in. The second is the way to fix the first one. Not Tashlumin, but the way to fix it. And therefore, he says, you're only Chayav Karet if you didn't do the Rishon, if you also didn't do the Sheni. So, Shtami Kracha Adoshun, all three of them bouncing off the same Pasuk, Vasher Aisha Sherhuta Orbederach Lohaya, Chadalosot Pesach Venichrat. Rabbi Savar Chadalosot Pesach Venichrat, what does that mean? To Lo Avad Berishon, meaning he didn't do Pesach Rishon. He gets Karet. Inami Korban Adonai Mekib Moado B'Sheni. Or he didn't bring Pesach Sheni. My, the high Chet O Yisa Karet. Parenthetically, how do we know that Chet O Yisa is Karet? Because he holds that Megadev, the case in the end of Parshat Emor, is the same as cursing God. Uchtim Varach Hashem. What does it say there? V'nasa Chet O. Gamar high Chet O Dahacha Michet O Dahatam. And we know that that's Karet. Malan Karet Avkan Nami Karet. And so therefore he says that you have Karet in Pesach. Benatan Savar, Chadal Lasot HaPesach V'Nichrata. No, it's correct for Pesach Sheni also, that's the point. Benatan Savar, Chadal Lasot HaPesach V'Nichrata, Dahai Ki Lashon Dahahu. Not Ki meaning because, but rather for indeed. Hachimar Achmana, Daha Korban Hashem Lekiv Moado Berishon. He didn't bring the Pesach Berishon, so therefore he's Chayav Karet. Hai Cheto Yisai Mayavilei, what does he do with that? The allusion to Karet in Pesach Sheni, because he says Megadef is not the same as Mevarach Hashem, and therefore we don't have Karet. So therefore it's Chet O here that then tells us that you're Chayav from Mevarach Hashem, you're Chayav Karet there, because of Chet O Chet O, and therefore this one is only talking about Pesach Rishon that we already knew was Chayav Karet from Sefer Shmot. Meaning, the second Pesach. What does he do with that? Can Amran, the same thing that we just said about it not being the same Vrachat Hashem and being used to teach karet about cursing God. Hilkach, Hezid Bazel Bazet. If you were mazid on Pesach Rishon and didn't bring it, then Pesach Sheni, you did it again, and didn't bring it intentionally, Divrei Kol Chayav, all three Tanaim say you're Chayav Karet. Shagag Bazel Bazet, if you forgot about it on Pesach Rishon and then forgot it on Pesach Sheni, then everybody agrees, Divrei Kol Patur. Hezid Rishon Shagag Rishoni. Let's say that you knew about Pesach on the Rishon, you just didn't do it deliberately, and then forgot about Pesach Sheni. The Rebbe Rabbi Natan Machayvi, because Rebbe says there's an independent karet for Pesach Sheni, and Rabbi Natan says that Pesach Sheni is Tashlumin of the Rishon, so that's the Mezid. Chan Makavia Patur. Why? Because you were Shogeg Rishoni. Shagag Rishon Rezid Rishoni, now flip it. You forgot about the Rishon, but you intentionally didn't do Sheni. L'Rebbe Chayav, because you have Kreit for the Sheni. Rabbi Natan Rav Chananya, but Akavya Patur, because that's Tashlumin or Tikkun of the Rishon, and you were Patur for the Rishon, therefore you can't have an independent Kreit for the Sheni. Okay, we'll pick it up in the next Mishnah, where we define what is Derech Rechuka, and a fascinating little insight into the cosmology and astronomy of Chachamim. In the meantime, wish everybody a wonderful day.